dozens of colors and four popular sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this special offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu. It's got everything you need. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com or call today to order. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition. An American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. But have no fear. Your regular Sunday shows will air Monday at their normal times. Rethinking Retirement is at 7 a.m. Money Talk at 8. The Financial Safari with Jerry Means at 10 a.m. America's Wealth Management at noon. This Week in Real Estate at 1 p.m. Mortgages and More at 2. Rethinking Retirement at 3. At 4, it's the Big Barbecue Show. Retirement and Income Radio is at 5. And beginning at 6 p.m., it's Outdoors Dan. Don't miss your favorite Sunday shows airing on Monday right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, was Jimmy Durant.
Happy snowfall. With a corn cup pipe and a button nose.
And take that made out of a cone.
Frosty the Snowman. All right, you're exempt from this, Peon, but I want Dan to tell me what Jimmy Durant said every night on his TV show. At the end of the show.
Oh, and they placed
and good night.
Oh, Mr. Caliban.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You had a chance.
I know.
And good night, Mrs. Caliban.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Where the heck was Mrs. Caliban?
Peon's looking like, what are you talking about?
Is he the one that did the hot cha cha cha?
Yeah.
He had a huge nose.
I just love this one because the way he starts, happy birthday!
Oh, he was great. I mean, I hear he was great. I'm not old enough to know. You know. Let's say hello to Scott Sherman. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. I would imagine you're a history guy. You like history.
I love history.
You knew about the Harry Truman thing. You had heard about that, right? The road trip? No. After he left office, that he got in the car with his wife and took a 19-day road trip. Less than six months after he got out of office. You'd heard that.
Yeah.
I just think that that's a fascinating story. And again, the only reason I mention it is because we're about to see a presidential family pack up and leave. I think it's funny, too, this documentary, and anybody can find it, PBS, on the White House that I just watched. They show footage of several different family, Carters, Clintons, whatever, moving in, moving out, and they're United Van Lines trucks. Just like anybody else would move, you know, pulled up to the White House, loading tables and chairs and stuff. Now, what kind of clearance must you have to drive the moving van that's pulling up and unloading at the White House? You can't just call up, you know.
Why would you bring any? I didn't think you had to bring any furniture.
No,
there.
For the upstairs, the private quarters, the living quarters.
That's where you bring all your furniture.
That's a lot. I think of their own stuff. Yeah, not in the lower level. That's got plenty of stuff in it from centuries. A couple other quick little tidbits about this Truman trip. Again, the book, and I haven't read it. It's called Harry Truman's Excellent Adventure. It was 1953. June, less than 6 months after he left the White House. They get in the car, he and Bess, his wife, take a 19-day road trip. Now, I mentioned a couple of stops they made. There's a couple other things that I found, to me they're interesting and almost hard to believe. A couple of nights they stayed with some friends that he knew, and one of them was in Indianapolis. They stayed at the home of a guy named Frank McKinney. He was a former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And when their daughter came home from a date, she was late. She walks in the house, and there's Harry Truman banging away on the piano in the living room. Now, that just has to be... I don't know. Does a kid appreciate that? I would hope so. That for the rest of your life, you go, yeah, I'll never forget that time I came in.
And not at the time, probably, but maybe probably later not. On, if you remember it as an adult.
Well, if she knew him, too, as a kid and everything. And,
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So no big deal. In Frostburg, Maryland, I remember 19 days on the road. Frostburg, Maryland, they stopped at a place called the Princess Restaurant. Harry Truman was very, very frugal. Guy did not have, unlike politicians today, he was not wealthy, did not have a lot of money at all. They stopped at a place called the Princess Restaurant, and they splurged, according to his notes on the trip. This is where they said, let's go all out. So they bought chicken dinners. They were 70 cents a piece. The cook was a guy named George Pappas Jr. He was a World War II veteran. He recognized Harry Truman. So he gets on the phone and starts calling a couple of people going, hey, man, the former president Harry Truman's in here. He's eating chicken. People call other people and they call other people. And the next thing you know, this Princess Restaurant is covered up with people. And a little later, Truman wrote, I guess, in some diary or in an article, he said, you know, I just can't believe I didn't expect him to make such a fuss over me. I'd been there before, but then I was just a senator. Well, yeah, you went in as the former president to eat chicken. A little further down the road in Frederick, Maryland, they stopped at a place. It was Carol Caney's Gulf Station. They gas up the car. Now, this is Harry Truman and his wife, after he had been president of the United States. They gas up the car, and Mr. Caney, who owns the gas station, recognizes him. Now, this has to kind of be like Elvis coming in. He just can't believe it. So he says, Mr. President, he says, my mechanic, Albert over there, is a Republican. Why don't you go over there and give him hell? And he said that Truman said, it's too hot to give anybody hell. I want a Coke. So he gets a bottle of Coke, and Caney died in 1994. His son had saved that Coke bottle, and he donated it to the local historical society. They go to New York City, and the manager of the Waldorf Towers offers them a suite for free, and they accept it. Remember, Truman was cheap, man. He free, I'll take it. So they give him a suite. They spent 8 days in New York. They went to Broadway shows. They saw Wonderful Town, My Three Angels. They ate at some trendy restaurants. The 21 Club, Maitre D' made a point to seat them away from Governor Thomas Dewey. Everywhere they went in New York, they took a cab.
Wow.
On the way home back to Independence, Missouri, Truman gets pulled over for careless driving. He was going too slow and blocking traffic.
My goodness.
And he had a bunch of cars behind him. In Columbus, Ohio, they check into the Dechler Hotel, and some young teenage girls who were there for an FHA. Anybody remember FHA? Is it still around? The Future Homemakers of America? Anybody remember that?
Oh.
There was FFA and FHA.
Future.
They were
farmers,
having. Yeah, exactly. They were having a convention. And so they start squealing and screaming that he's here. And I just think it's a great story. And you'll never, there'll never be a time ever I mean, I like those stories where in the dark of night, George Bush leaves the White House, goes out with a baseball cap with Condoleezza Rice, they head for Iraq. So I love that stuff. Every once in a while, a president will pull that. If you haven't ever seen it, watch the movie An American President with Michael Douglas.
That is so great.
What a terrific movie.
When he stops and gets out and goes into the flower shop to buy flowers.
Yes.
That's a great scene.
I don't read books. I read excerpts from books and articles, but somebody did a book on Nixon. And they said that one day Nixon was in the White House. He told the Secret Service, I've got to get the hell out of here. And he said, I'm going to go mail a letter. So he didn't have a stamp. We're going to the post office. Well, apparently there's a post office not far from the White House. So they have to scramble a bunch of guys together. So they're all walking to the post office. And according to one of the Secret Service agents, they get in the post office, and the woman behind the counter is really busy, and she really doesn't look up. She just reaches out, takes the letter, gives him a stamp, is like, next. And he gets mad because she didn't recognize him. She didn't know who he was. I'm the president of the United States. I mean, it's just a great, great story. Scott Sherman's with us. I'm going to do one bit of business, and then here's what's going to happen. He's going to help you with your legal issues. If he can't help you, he'll turn you on to somebody who can. You need phone numbers, I think. Here they are. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other cell phones or other phones, 314-969-KTRS. KTRS is 5877. And then there's also 888-550-KTRS. Allow me to... I got a text, it was, I guess, 2 days ago from Matheny, and it said, and I'm making this up, it said, please make sure that this week you thank all of the AM and the PM people who have made this such a great year for Matheny Heating and Cooling. So thank you from Matheny, you know, from Rob Matheny and Tom Matheny and the younger Mathenys and all of those other people who come to your homes and make sure that you're warm in the winter and cool in the summer and make sure that if something goes out, they get to you as quick as anybody could possibly get to you. So thank you on behalf of Matheny Heating and Cooling. 70, I'm starting to lose track, 75, 76. What difference does it really make? Three quarters of a century? They've been taking care of people and their heating and cooling needs. They'd love to take care of you, but you have to call them. You have to make it happen. You also have to live in any part of St. Louis County or St. Charles County. If you live in either of those counties, any part of those counties, I think I have your new heating and cooling company, unless you're already a Matheny customer. Just remember, any brand, any model, any year, any type, any size, you can be a business, it can be a residence, large, small, nobody too big, nobody too small. They're trained to work on anything. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Oh, yeah. On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
This is weird. Well, I don't see anything really on my screen here. Let's see these numbers again. Okay, he's got them. He just hasn't put them up yet. I'm waiting for him to load. Folks, you got to understand.
You can start with Kim.
42-year-old equipment. I see her name up there now. It's a little slower than the newer stuff that's out there. We'll start with Kim. Kim, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How are you today?
I'm great, Kim. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I wanted to say thank you. You turned me on to a lawyer that was very helpful a couple of weeks ago. And I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
The person I cohabitate with and I are looking to have power of attorneys made. And I didn't know, is there a special attorney that should do that? Or is it something we could do ourselves?
I would have a probate attorney, somebody that does estates and planning. They sort of all dovetail with one another.
But it's not a big deal, is it?
No, it's not. Easy. It's a big deal when it's done wrong, but it's easy
right.
to have it done right. Go to somebody who knows how to set out people's wishes in their estates. These things are just part of that. They're not expensive. They don't take a lot of time. They're usually on a computer somewhere. And you sit down with that person. You tell that person what you want to do, and they run through some scenarios. It's a couple of $100 at the most. It's a great idea to have those done, but you know, the limitations on them, or how extensive you want it to be. Is it healthcare? Is it for business and in financial stuff? When does it trigger? There's a bunch of questions, but those questions can all be answered by any competent estate planning lawyer.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. I am AM in the PM.
And that's why we're here.
Merry Christmas, Cam.
I'm glad it worked out with who I sent you to. Awesome.
Yes. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
For the rest of us, a power of attorney essentially means here's what I want you to recognize as this is a person who has my permission to sign off on blank, 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 or everything.
Well, we went on our trips when Alyssa was small.
Now, who's Alyssa?
My daughter. My daughter. Yeah, I know. I don't talk about her much. No. But we signed over a power of attorney to grandparents so they, in case they had to take her to the hospital or do something like that.
That's very smart. My suggestion would be careful, and things change. I know situations where people said, hey, if anything happens to me, I want this person to raise my child. And then that person decides to rob a bank or something, or goes crazy, or keep things up to date. That's my only suggestion.
Yeah, and there's different times. They have things called springing powers of attorney, which happen upon a certain event. It's the person be incapacitated.
Or a period of time being treated for blah, blah, blah. And then when it's over, boom, power of attorney goes away. So they don't keep it forever. It can be limited. Ernie is next. Ernie, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How you doing? Dan, Eon, everybody. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ernie. He's got us all in there. Hello, Ernie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, guys. I've got a quick question. Scott, I received a call about 3 weeks ago from a collection agency saying that I owed for a school loan back from 1978.
Whoa!
Which I thought he had paid, but hey, I can't prove it after all of these years. So I told him, okay, I'll look into it, and I let it be. However,
and there's always a however.
No.
Yes, Ernie.
But I received a letter earlier this week. It looks official from the government saying, by the way, you owe for that same school loan that I received that contact from the collection agency from. Is there a way I can check for the legitimacy of this particular loan they're talking about?
Mr. Penny, do you want to take a shot?
Well, the first red flag here is, let's see, 78, 88, 98. This is like 38 years or something. I mean, my first reaction is forget all of this. I can't imagine that this should have been brought up a long time ago. Scott, you can take it from there, but there's something wrong here.
Ernie, this sounds like garbage. And not only does it sound like garbage, but the statute of limitations on these on debts doesn't run any longer than 10 years. I would only be slightly, and I mean 0.01% concerned, enough that I would make a phone call. If you send me an email, I'll have you talk to a consumer lawyer. This is probably one of the worst, most blatantly just baseless attempts to scam people.
Oh, this is the laziest collection agency in the world.
That's right. Yeah,
it took 40 years to do this.
I would do nothing about this, but if you absolutely need that 0.02% peace of mind, send me an email. I'll have you call the best consumer lawyer in town. But I think this is nonsense. You're taking it the right way, but imagine if 1% of people paid these fools anything, they would be stealing money on something they have no right to collect. And they might, and by creating some kind of pretend department, I mean, I always think about you get these collection notices and they put an eagle on it.
Yeah.
And then they put a bunch of triangles on it.
And they call it the National or U.S. something or other. Can I ask, Barney, how much it is? How much do they say you owe?
believe it now. Check this out, guys. The original amount was $300. They said it was unpaid. And now, I believe it's something like $1,100 with all of the penalties and interest.
Ooh, 38 years of penalties and interest? Holy cow.
Sony's been keeping track of that.
When did you get the original $300 notice?
Supposedly, that was originated back in 1978.
Okay, so from 78, the 300 is now 1100.
Yes.
Ernie, which Nigerian prince sent you that letter?
Now, this reeks of...
This is not real.
No.
But if you want to have it looked into, it might be something where it might violate the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and maybe there's something you can do against them. If you have any concern whatsoever, and I think this is garbage, send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with somebody that could probably make you sleep 100%.
Do you know Scott's email address?
No, I'm ashamed. I listen every day, and I can't think
of it. You don't have to be ashamed of that. Tell them what it is, Scott.
It's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right. Law office with no S, right?
That's right.
Sleep well tonight, Ernie. I don't think
you're going to be
let
just
keep
fine.
You awake.
I appreciate it, guys. Okay. Thank you.
You got a great point, though. There are, especially older people, if they get a bill for anything, they pay it. Yep. They just assume, and that's one of the easiest scams in the world, is make it look legit, make it look especially like it's from the government. And you'd be surprised how many people cough it up.
And we're dealing, and it's right to make light of or to expose it, but it infuriates me because this is nothing more than stick 'em up. This is a con job, and these people should be prosecuted and put in the penitentiary. Yeah. It's terrible.
I agree. We'll talk to John, then we'll take a break. John, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
John, thank you.
Hallelujah. I got two quick questions, one for Scott, one for Frank.
Right.
For Scott, I got this idea. And I'm trying to figure out, I don't know what a trademark or a patent or none of that kind of thing is, but it's an idea that's sort of along the lines. You remember the old Goofy Beanie Babies?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something like that, but I'm trying to figure out if I really want to look into it, do I have to get a patent on something like that or just a trademark? And it's more or less kind of like the, you know, they had the catch name of Beanie Babies. They made a bunch of things like a Beanie Baby, but the Beanie Baby was sort of a specific. That's what everybody was collecting.
Is your thing similar to something else?
Well, it's not really similar, and I could tell you what it is. It's just, I don't know. But it's just one of these, it's got like a little catch name, and it'd be like these little figures that are kind of like, you know, like Hummels and all those type things that are specific to one kind of collectible.
So are you trying to protect what you call it?
Right. Yeah, that's more or less what it is. I think the name is what's going
to
be the
I'll let Scott take it, but I can tell you can go online and run a search to see if anybody has a service mark, trademark, copyright, several different on that name. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, Frank's right. This comes under the umbrella of intellectual property, and for having a patent, that's usually for stuff that is A, unique, and B, that operates or moves or has some sort of function. Having a product, that would be protected under trademark, that you wouldn't want that copied and then having them rip you off. And then copyright is for things that you make, like artwork or a book. But for this, if it's some kind of a thing that you're selling in the market, you'd be looking at a trademark. Now,
I think you're more concerned
stuff.
With the name.
Then you just go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website. It's like something.us, USPTO or something. And you put whatever the name you want in there. And there it is. It's free. You don't have to pay a lawyer to do that. And you can see what is similar, what isn't, and you can either apply for a trademark for yourself, and you can do that locally, or you can do it nationally. It costs a certain amount of money. Then you can put your whatever Beanie Baby, Hummel, whatever these, you know, the Precious Moments things out there in the market and sell it.
I can tell you right now, if your idea is to have humble figurines, you're probably going to be in trouble.
And you got to be real careful because there was a pretty famous case around here where there's a certain manufacturer of outdoor weather gear, his name I won't say, and then there was a kid that was sort of doing a parody of that, and it sounded real similar, and they actually allowed that because it was a parody. But before you go out and say, like Frank did, butter babies, or whatever, you don't want to confuse the public, or worse, you don't want the lawyers for those big companies coming after you. But I can tell you this, and I'm no businessman, I wouldn't buy a beanie, I wouldn't take a beanie baby, I wouldn't take a truckload of beanie babies for free right now. So if that's a business decision, but as a lawyer, go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website, I think it's USPTO.us, and go in there and do a search and see. And if it's
that's great.
And that's it. And you can do that for free. And if you need somebody, send me an email. The best patent guy and trademark guy in town is a buddy of mine. So there you go.
Oh, perfect. Now, I got a quick question for Frank.
All right.
I got a, in my dresser, I got a drawer that I keep stuff that I don't want my wife to ever touch.
Oh,
yeah. And I was going through there, and I found a 15-year-old certificate from being on a show. And along with that, I found my polystyrene cup.
Never told me.
Oh, goodness.
Get out of town.
Collector's item.
My question is, on Saturday, when I call the trading show, I'm trying to figure out what I should ask for something that rare.
Well, now, first of all, it's called the yard sale, okay?
Right, yard sale. I'm sorry.
I would start. It's like a reserve at an auction. You will not take less than this amount. I'd start at $3,000. Very few people. Very few people have those polystyrene mugs and cups that we gave away.
Personalized,
hand engraved.
Yeah,
it is. It still works.
It still works.
I tried it.
You bet it works.
And the only reason I have it is because I put it in his drawer where my wife couldn't throw it away.
Oh,
everybody should
right
have. Every guy should have that drawer.
Are you saying she would actually confuse that for trash?
Wow.
You wouldn't believe, kept a cup, the last beer I got from the Blues at the Arena, I kept that cup, and she saw it and threw it away.
From the old arena?
Wow.
From the old arena. The last plastic cup from the old arena, the last beer I drank there, I kept it. And it had dirt or lint or something on it.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
I went,
hey, where's my cup? And it was on top. It was up high. She couldn't even reach. She had to get on a chair and get it. She said, I threw the damn thing away.
Listen, like, you young guys listening right now, thinking about getting married, listen to what John just said. You pay
38
attention
years,
to that.
Frank.
Yeah.
38
years. Man, that is horrible.
I call that amateur 38 years. I got worse stories and longer time to tell them. John, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody there.
Thank you for listening. All right, boy, wives. In fact, if they think it's something you care about, they can't throw it away fast enough. She probably suspected it was worth something. That's why she threw it away. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll pick it up. Here are the numbers again, if you don't mind holding about 4 or 5 minutes. Most cell phones, star, KTRS. Other phones and other cell phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union came along about, I'm going to mess this up, I know, 8 years ago, not something like that. And I'm glad they did, because not only are they a really great supporter of this show, and we mentioned the yard sale, the only sponsor, the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. It's where I do all my banking and have for years. I'm inviting you to join me, to join us, join all of us who are members of the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union, headquarters in Chesterfield Valley, but 43 total locations, so there has to be one near you. And even if there's not, that doesn't matter to some people. They do everything by phone or online. They don't care how close it is. I like to go in pretty regularly. So think about it. I know it's not at the top of anybody's list. Ooh, first thing I want to do right away is change where I do my banking. But maybe you should think about it, because there really is a difference in the way you're treated and competitive rates and services offered. There is. And I think when you look at all the differences, the winner for lots of us is First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Time for a check on traffic right now with Jim Weiland.
All right, Dan, that wasn't, or the earlier accident was before Packers Boulevard, or Packers Avenue on eastbound Highway 70 over the Museo Veterans Bridge. Now, it looks like that's been cleared, but eastbound Highway 70 is still running pretty slow from about Grand to the Museo Veterans Bridge. Northbound 55, that's still backed up to the Highway 44 ramp. Eastbound 40, you're jammed up now. Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're slow from Kings Highway out through McCausland on westbound 40. And then again from Clarkson out through Boone's Crossing. Southbound 270, it's slow to stop and go now from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And you have eastbound 270 stacking up McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250.95. Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, an American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at midnight on Christmas morning right here on the Big 550, KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Whatever happened to the real men of America? For too long, we've been turning into a bunch of latte-sipping, designer-jean-wearing, man-purse-toting, chick-flick-watching manicured sissies who spend more time in front of the mirror than most women folk. Thankfully, there are still real men like you. To celebrate your manliness, we want to send you a complimentary bottle of Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor. A top seller at GNC, Test X180 Ignite incinerates fat and raises levels of free testosterone to help build lean muscle during workouts and fuel explosive sexual desire. Right now, we'll send you a complimentary bottle. Find out how by texting GRIT to 321-321. But Test X180 Ignite is not for Chardonnay-quaffing namby-pambies who prefer pedicures to push-ups. It's for red-blooded American men who want to reclaim the stamina, grit, and masculinity of those who made this country great. Get your complimentary bottle. Text GRIT to 321-321. G-R-I-T to 321-321.
Breaking news. This is Breaking News on the Big 550 KTRS.
Good afternoon. I'm Colin Jeffrey with KTRS News. A missing person advisory we let you know about at the top of this hour has now been upgraded to an Amber Alert. Five-month-old Eden Hawthorne was last seen Monday night. Her mother was in a van with several other people when they stopped at a church's chicken in Normandy. The mother and another passenger went inside, and that is when police say the remaining people in the car drove away with that van. The young Eden still inside the van. It's a gray Chrysler Town and Country with Missouri plates PN4R7B. Again, five-month-old Eden Hawthorne. We have her picture at KTRS.com. Anyone with information is asked to call 911.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. But don't delay. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a two-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
NHC is recognized nationwide as an innovator in delivering a full range of high-quality extended care services, including rehabilitation, long-term care, assisted and independent living, home care, and hospice. They are proud to have six locations in the metro area, including NHC St. Charles, Town and Country, Maryland Heights, Lake St. Charles Retirement, Villages of St. Peter's, and Villages of St. Peter's Assisted Living Memory Care, as well as NHC Home Care and Caris Hospice. NHCcare.com.
Are you planning to purchase new appliances holiday season? Well, if you want to get the best price, choose from the best selection, and be assured of receiving your appliance selection before the holiday, then you should come to The Appliance Discounters. Unbelievable deals on all Frigidaire professional appliances just in time for the holiday. Plus, you can receive up to $500 in rebates direct from the factory. Come to The Appliance Discounters today to see this beautiful line of professional appliances, and now you can get the lowest price of the year. Shop any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's pick it back up with Scott Sherman. Rick is next. Rick, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Great, Rick. How are you?
Pretty good. So my wife and I are getting a divorce, okay? But we are also filing Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Okay.
If I push the divorce sooner than the bankruptcy, would that affect our bankruptcy? Or do I have to stay married to her through the bankruptcy?
I don't think that matters. Have you both filed already?
Yes, we prepaid the lawyer. He hasn't filed yet because we still got to get our credit score, and then I'll ask him to check stuff from the last month.
No, my only concern would be that now that the two of you, your soon-to-be ex-wife and you, are at odds, I'd check with that bankruptcy attorney and see if there's a conflict that he sees with representing both of you.
Okay.
I don't know that that's the case, but...
Right, no, it's a non-contested divorce where we're both going to be happy going our own ways. She's not trying to get me for alimony. We just want...
Do you mean with respect to debts on who's going to take responsibility for what debts?
Right, well, yeah, and see, that's the thing is, like, with the bankruptcy, it's debt that we both approved, but I also want to... get the divorce over with, as soon as possible.
My view on that is I don't think that divorce has anything to do with it. First of all, the creditors you have don't care if you're married or divorced. And even if you assume the debt of, say, a car note, she, if she signed as a co-signer on it, that's her debt, too. So it's a question back to your bankruptcy attorney, but I don't see your impending divorce impacting that bankruptcy.
Okay, so even though we're filing as a married couple right now, if we divorce before the proceedings, it won't affect the bankruptcy.
Well, you've both filed. That may require some amendment to it. Does your bankruptcy lawyer know you've filed for divorce?
No, we haven't filed yet. That's what we're waiting on. We're waiting. We haven't done anything towards the divorce.
That'd be a conversation for your bankruptcy attorney. But my guess is that other than making an amended filing, and both of you still want to file for divorce or file for bankruptcy or pursue it, I don't see an issue. But before you file, talk to your person.
Okay. That's the other thing is that it was a lawyer that she chose.
Yeah.
So I had no contact at all with him.
I understand. You know? That goes, again, to representation and conflicts. If you're uncomfortable with her hand-chosen person, maybe look for somebody else or see if somebody else wants to talk. But start with that person first.
Okay.
They have an ethical responsibility to you and her the same.
Okay.
That's your lawyer, too.
Right, okay. Okay, now, that's the other thing, is if I talk to him about this, is he legally responsible, or responsibly, if she asks questions about what I talk to him about?
It's a great way to get his law license pulled, is for him to share with her the confidential things that you tell him that you don't want her to know about. Go back to that person, say, here's what our situation is, how do you feel about representing both of us, and if that person balks or says anything you're uncomfortable with, either get another name or, have that person withdraw for you. But it's like our first ethics question, which is a great question. That lawyer is your lawyer. That lawyer is her lawyer. And that duty is owed to both of you, and sometimes that becomes a really tough situation. I just had my own clients, I represent both of them on stuff that's totally unrelated, find out that one of them is going to file divorce against the other one, and I said, hey, I might not be able to represent either one of you because, you know, you want to know about this, and this one wants to know about that. I don't do that divorce stuff, but I could be put in a situation without even trying where I can't represent either one. Go to that lawyer and talk. Right. Have an ethics conversation with that lawyer.
Okay, because that's the only thing is I just don't want to ask him something about the divorce.
If that lawyer snitches you out, Rick, that lawyer needs a bar complaint. So I will assume they will not do that. It's the one thing lawyers are really the most afraid of is violating somebody's confidentiality. Rule 1.16, I think.
Okay.
Big deal.
All right. Rick, well, thank you very much.
Rick, I am really sorry that somebody has to go through the double whammy at Christmas. I hope that you get through it, and one day down the road, this will all be over.
Yes, thank you very much, Frank. Thank you. I'm AM and PM, by the way.
Thank you, Rick.
Yep. Merry Christmas to all you guys, and thanks again, Scott.
Hang in
Christmas,
there. It'll all be over one day, and I mean that. I don't know. Some people.
Well, Dan can get through it 17 times. I can get through it once.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Frank.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The fact that he can still laugh is a good sign. It's a good sign. He'll make it. He'll make it through it. But I just feel bad for anybody. I mean, look, divorce alone is enough. My goodness, bankruptcy, too. Holy mackerel. Good luck, Rick. And call us down the road one day when things are great, because I think one day they will be. We are out of time. Scott, before we leave, and thank you, give them one more time your email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
What do you say? Give it up for Scott Sherman, everybody.
Gentlemen, thank you. Merry Christmas.
too. And if you don't remember that website, I mean that email address, it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's also at frankopinion.com under sponsors. Even though he's not a sponsor, it's just a good place to put it. He'll be back again next Thursday. Do we do traffic? I guess we do. Dan, this is your department.
All right, thanks, Frank. And we're going to throw it to Tim Weiland to give us information on traffic. Tim?
You got a stall in the center lane eastbound Highway 40 before the Boone Bridge. You also have an accident eastbound Highway 40 past Research Park Circle. The center lane is blocked there. Eastbound 70 before Tucker, the right lane is down, and that's due to an accident. You have northbound 55 drivers slowing from 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also, southbound 170 is still jammed pretty solid from Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's now open 24 hours until 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll save a little more with an extra 15% off, so you can give a little more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Final show before Christmas. We'll tee it up on a Friday. Talk to Dr. Rick. Maybe some holiday advice. Also, Max on movies. And there's always a few surprises. John Carney in the noon hour. Kilcoyne Show begins at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation Porta Potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
If you're looking for a special place that features a fun, friendly atmosphere with great food, people in love of the community, with a unique dining adventure, it's Sauce on the Side with a new location in the Grove.
Did you know you can get a pilot's license in less than a year? You can get a license to practice law in 3 years, but it takes 10 years of education, training, and apprenticeship to become a licensed union master plumber. Why so long? Simply put, water affects everything, from protecting your family's health to the health of an entire city, protecting your home against water damage to making your plumbing fixtures as beautiful as they are functional. Licensed union plumbing contractors are the only ones qualified for the job. For a list of licensed union plumbing contractors that meet your needs, visit PICSTL.com.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours until 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll save a little more with an extra 15% off, so you can give a little more. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. 'Cause pain is no joke.